This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening and thank you for subscribing. In this Todd Wright Toddcast, we're going to look at the fast termination within this college football season of Scott Frost from Nebraska. Granted, he was going into his fifth season and had absolutely no success since taking over in 2018. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. What does full service mean? It could mean divorce. It could mean post-judgment. It could mean family law. It could mean child support adjustment. Find out for yourself when you have a need for legal assistance by getting a free consult from Brandon Legal Group. Visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, click on the box that says request a free consultation, or call 844-4BLG-4ME, 844-4BLG-4ME, and visit BrandonLegalGroup.com. Your full-service law firm. Huge supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the upcoming Todd Wright Tour XXXVIII, our 39th golf tournament since we started in 2015. That'll be October 8th at Plantation Palms Golf Club. Bill Curry Ford supports my golf tournaments as well. Saw Sean Sullivan at the recent Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Draft. Sean has been writing $1,000 checks to multiple winners of Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues for years now and is doing it again this year, unless he wins the league. Sean would like to get you in a new vehicle. It could be a new Ford. It could be a pre-owned Ford. It could be a make and model of something else outside the Ford family that Sean currently has sitting on the lot in his pre-owned inventory at Bill Curry Ford. Northdale Mabry in Tampa, I went through the process of trading in a 2014 Ford Escape for a 2014 Ford Focus, trading that in exchange for a 2018 Ford Escape almost 10 months ago. I had my choice of new Ford vehicles, pre-owned Ford vehicles, pre-owned vehicles that were not of the Ford family. Ultimately, I found a Ford Escape that was exactly to my liking. And friends even say, they say you went from a Ford Escape in tuxedo black, I'm sorry, a Ford Focus in tuxedo black to a Ford Escape in tuxedo black. It's like your car just got bigger. And I said, well, yeah. I said, I liked what I had before. I just wanted a little more room. I wanted to roll back the mileage, get something a little bit more dependable that didn't have as many years and miles on it. Found exactly what I wanted. Process went swiftly. I thank Sean Sullivan and Bill Curry Ford, and I'm a very happy customer. They can make you a happy customer as well. Sean would like to talk to you personally if you need a new vehicle or a pre-owned vehicle. Go find him at Bill Curry Ford. Ask for him by name. Tell him you are one of my listeners. If you can't find Sean Sullivan, you find Grace Thomas. You tell her you want to talk to Sean Sullivan about a new or pre-owned vehicle, and you tell her you are one of my listeners. Bill Curry Ford, Northdale Mabry in Tampa. Email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Also, if you're not aware, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is already 30-plus episodes into Season 7. All the fantasy content is in the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. Find it on Apple Podcast or Google Podcast if you need fantasy football assistance. I think I've already mentioned my email is right.todd@yahoo.com. If you have a question about this podcast or a suggestion for something for me to talk about, or you hear something in this podcast and you have a third opinion, because I always say I'm giving you a second opinion on things. So Scott Frost is out. Short leash to start the season. Loss in Ireland to start the year to Northwestern. At least the fans got free beer. Hope you know that story. Then a cupcake win, and then they lose to a Georgia Southern team that they paid over $1 million to come in and get their ass kicked. And Georgia Southern wins 45-42. Now let's start with something that I actually addressed on Twitter a couple weeks ago when Frost lost the close game to Northwestern in Ireland. And it is something that I firmly believe to be true in so many cases in major sports. It's this simple. The more close games you win, the more close games you're going to win. And the more close games you lose, the more close games you're going to lose. Losing a bunch of close games doesn't mean you're any closer to winning them, especially the more they add up, and they often do. We praise teams that win close games consistently. We should criticize those teams that consistently lose close games. The teams that consistently win close games, they know how to win. The teams that consistently lose close games don't know how to win. As Brett McMurphy detailed after the 3-point loss to Georgia Southern for Scott Frost in what turned out to be his final game at Nebraska, Scott Frost's last 13 losses in reverse order. 3 points, 3 points, 7 points, 7 points, 9 points, 5 points, 7 points, 3 points, 3 points, 7 points, 8 points, 7 points, 6 points. It's a problem. Doesn't mean they were close. Close on the scoreboard? No. It's not a positive. You can argue with me all you want and say, well, what if they had lost those 13 games by an average of 20 points? It's a whole other animal. Isn't the goal to win? Doesn't matter how many you lose by. It's a fucking loss. And it applies in a lot of sports. Can apply to individual sports as well. If you want to put it to tennis or to golf or even NASCAR, something like that. More close games you lose, more close games you're going to lose. More close games you're winning, the more you know how to win, handle that situation. Frost clearly didn't. There are some who immediately said when Scott Frost was fired after the Georgia Southern loss by Nebraska, and we'll talk about the details of the firing, well, he never should have left Orlando. Okay. There's a few ways to look at this. First of all, Scott Frost took the money. Granted, he took it from his alma mater, where he played college football. So there was a connection there. Nebraska threw money at him after just 2 seasons as a college football head coach. 2. Prior to that, Frost had been an assistant for many years with Oregon. Prior to that, Northern Iowa. The only connection to Nebraska was as a graduate assistant in 2002. That's it. Two seasons with UCF, 6-7 the first year, technically 6-6, and then lose a very low-level bowl game in Orlando to finish 6-7. And then the next year, the undefeated season, no invite to the college football playoff. So UCF gets invited to a New Year's Six Bowl instead, despite Frost accepting the Nebraska job. He still coaches UCF in that Peach Bowl game against Auburn. UCF wins, and UCF declares themselves national champions. You remember that? Yeah. I laughed at it too. UCF officially finished 6th in the AP poll, 7th in the coaches poll, which was ironic because that was the ranking of Auburn, who they beat. So they essentially replaced Auburn in the rankings, and that's where we remember them. They were not in the college football playoff. They did not compete in the college football playoff. 4 years later, Cincinnati got into the college football playoff, not UCF, from the same conference that UCF won in 2017, the American. So Frost left, and goes to Nebraska. If you remember, there was a $3 million buyout in Scott Frost's contract. For those of you who don't know, that means there's an amount of money that UCF contractually must receive for the coach to break the contract and leave. Nebraska paid that. And then they gave Frost a $5 million a year contract to coach in Nebraska. He went 4-8 his first year, 5-7 the next year, 3-5 the next year, 3-9 in 2021. And then, with a different person calling the shots in the Nebraska Athletic Department, they redid the contract. Frost took less money, when I believe from $5 million to $4 million. And then they restructured the buyout, which was interesting because it ends up hurting Nebraska. Nebraska fires Frost after the Georgia Southern loss and a 1-2 start to this season. And because they fired him before October 1st, they pay Frost a buyout of $15 million. Had they waited till after October 1st, the buyout goes down by 50%. That's how much Nebraska wanted Frost out. $15 million. Get out now. So let's add it up. Nebraska paid $3 million to get Frost, the UCF buyout. Then they pay Frost $5 million, $5 million, $5 million, $5 million. Then he doesn't get the full $4 million this year because he only coached three games, but he got some of that. And then he gets a $15 million exit fee. Here, don't show your face around here again. So Frost made somewhere in the area of $36 to $37 million to coach Nebraska since leaving UCF. And he just got $15 million to not coach. Does he really regret leaving UCF? UCF is currently paying Gus Malzahn a five-year deal worth a total of a little over $11 million. So compare the two. Frost gets over $35 million the last four-plus years. UCF is paying their current coach a little over $11 million on a five-year deal. Frost wanted the money. Nebraska was stupid enough to pay him that amount of money. Frost took the money. Clearly, Frost wanted to win at Nebraska. But financially, he did great. Considering Nebraska paid nearly $40 million the last four plus seasons for a 16-31 overall record, 10-26 in the Big Ten, and I'd break it down how much they paid per win against ranked opponents, but I can't because Frost never beat a ranked opponent at Nebraska. Not a single one. Sometimes when someone is stupid enough to pay you a lot of money to do something, whether you think you can do it or not, you take their money. That was one of my first thoughts with people saying, well, Frost should have never left UCF. Maybe he knew he couldn't go undefeated again. Things just all fell into place. That's the best we can do. We didn't make the college football playoff. I don't know if I can win again like that here. I got an opportunity for my alma mater, and they're going to throw all this money at me. Yeah, I get that he takes it. Now, there's an argument also to be made here. What about being happy where you are and just realizing that life is good. That it's not always about how much more you can make, how much better the facilities are, how high the ceiling is, how much easier it is to recruit. That you're content in a particular place and you just want to keep going. Well, that is until the school says, we don't want you anymore. So there's ego here. There's timing here. There's a lot of different ways to look at this. We talked about the losing close games, and the more you do it, the more you're going to do it. That played out with Scott Frost at Nebraska. Regrets leaving UCF? Financially, what would he regret? It would take him coaching 15 more years at UCF, had he stayed after 2017, to make the money he just made in 4+ seasons coaching Nebraska. Yeah. Over 3 to 4 times as long had Frost stayed at UCF. Nebraska was stupid enough to think Scott Frost and that 13-0 season in 2017 meant he could win at Nebraska, and they were wrong. A lot of different ways to look at this. And already people now wondering who's next at Nebraska. I don't think it matters. I really don't. As the Big Ten continues to expand, is Nebraska worth talking about? When you think of the best programs in the Big Ten, it's just a handful. It's Ohio State, it's Michigan, it's Penn State, it's Michigan State, and it's Wisconsin. These are the only ones that seem to get involved in the college football playoff process. Now, the playoff will be expanding, but beyond those five, yeah, Lincoln Riley might be able to get USC there once they make the transition. Lincoln Riley may have known when USC and him were talking that USC could end up in the Big Ten, going all the way back there. Nebraska ran off Frank Solich after losing the national title game, the BCS title game in the Rose Bowl to the Miami Hurricanes 20 years ago. They ran him off because making the BCS title game wasn't good enough. We have to win it all. Haven't been anywhere close since. And Scott Frost was a $40 million disaster. Serves them right. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Bill Curry Ford. You can email me at wright.todd@yahoo.com, and we'll talk to you next time.